and federal funding available to help those struggling.
We understand that rising energy prices are very challenging for consumers who are experiencing cost of living pressures at the moment. And we wanted to remind all Victorians that you are entitled to support.
For a closer look at what's happening and why, we're joined by energy analyst Tim Buckley from Climate Energy Finance. Tim, good afternoon. Why are prices rising so much?
Good afternoon, Glenn. Yeah, it's very much, as Chris Bowen said, out of the current federal government's hands. We unfortunately inherit an energy system which has export price parity and beyond baked into the capture of the Australian coal and gas sector. So all these multinationals have made $150 billion gross profit in the last 12 months, and we, the consumer, the Australians, who actually ironically are meant to own those public resources, we all pay the price. So I think the point that Chris Bowen made, and I think the AER has reaffirmed that, the price rises of 20 to 25% from the 1st of July for electricity are half what they would have been if we didn't have the Albanese government intervention back in December. I mean, it was a total energy market failure late last year. And so ultimately, when you've got a failure of the market, you need an urgent, immediate response to give temporary relief, and then you need a permanent long-term response. So as, again, Chris Bowen has said, we need to see a dramatic stepping up of new low-cost renewable energy investments and the firming to support an ongoing deflation hereafter.
The energy regulator says it did consider cost of living pressures as well as allowing the electricity retailers to recover reasonable costs in this unstable international environment. Have they got the balance right?
Well, at the end of the day, there's only so much that government can do in its first year of office. You can't build 50-year infrastructure or 25-year wind and solar projects overnight. It takes you a couple of years. So I think at the end of the day, they inherited a energy and climate policy chaos of a decade. They're moving at last in the right direction. I would emphasise we need to move twice as fast as we're already moving. So I do think they've done a good job in the first year, but they've got to go twice as fast in the next year.
South Australia's Energy Minister Tom Koutsantonis calls it a national crisis.
This national crisis now has actually hit. Prices across the country have increased by over 20%. Small businesses across the country have been hit hard. Residents across the country have been hit hard. This is a national crisis.
Do you agree? And is this the peak, or is there worse to come?
Glenn, no, look, I 100% agree, and I want to actually call out the people, the couple of multinational companies, like a handful of multinational companies, who the Australian tax offices have repeatedly, they've paid zero corporate tax in Australia in the last decade. They are banking a collective $150 billion of gross profit in this 12-month period alone. So I'm calling them out. They're war profiteering. We pay the price. I think Jim Chalmers' budget was way too tepid, way too timid, and that we need to make them pay a little bit back into the public coffers given they're profiting. But I would agree with your second half of your question. This will be the peak in my view. I'll go further than Chris Bowen. I'm pretty confident to say that prices for the retail consumer in Australia will be the peak. So 12 months from now, we'll be seeing a gradual decline in retail prices. And I can say that because the price of wind and solar and batteries is dropping. It'll drop probably 10% per annum for the rest of this decade, and that will drive a far reduced dependence on volatile fossil fuel for our energy system. So the faster we roll out renewables, the more we'll see a deflationary energy trend. So I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. There is a deflationary tailwind coming, and that's why we need to encourage the government to go faster on rolling out those new investments to replace what we know is a wall of coal-fired power plant closures, because they're all end of life. They're all struggling to hold on. They're all getting harder and harder to maintain. So grid reliability is going to be a challenge, but the more investment we unlock in deflationary renewable energy and grid firming and batteries, the faster we'll see a permanent reduction in Australian energy prices.
But in the meantime, the consumers are staring at these power bill increases of 25% or so. The price rise only affects the maximum price a power company can charge. Yeah, this is the default offer that's designed to keep a lid on price rises for customers who don't shop around while still covering the costs for the electricity retailers. What should we tell customers? Is there really much savings to be found?
Glenn, it's important that the consumer not just accept a 20-25% increase, but to shop around for absolutely. You ring your retailer, even your existing retailer, and they'll immediately give you a couple of percent off, but 2 or 3 doesn't sound a lot, but in the scheme of you hitting a 20% increase, a 25% in Victoria, every dollar counts, so absolutely shop around. But we've also got to think about permanent replacements, like putting solar on your roof, putting a battery in, putting in insulation, improving the energy thermal efficiency of our house. So they're permanent solutions to lower our energy dependence, because ultimately that long-term investment will drive permanent lower energy costs for all of us and decarbonisation. But yeah, shop around would be my number one advice. Number two, if you own your own house and are privileged in that and have the capacity, put solar on your roof, and that will help drive down the prices over time for everyone.
In the meantime, the South Australian government's put the federal government on notice, saying it's got a year to come up with a solution for power price hikes that goes further than the current rebates on offer. Let's see what the federal government has to say about that. But on your reckoning, this is the peak, and hopefully we'll see them starting to come down in about 12 months from now. Tim, thanks very much.
Thanks, Glenn.
Tim Buckley from Climate Energy Finance. Russia's warning that it will respond harshly to any further cross-border attacks from Ukraine, calling an incursion into its territory of Belgorod